Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. Did you witness last Monday's solar eclipse? According to NASA, an estimated 31.6 million in the path of totality had that opportunity to view the event as it unfolded across North America. Folks gathered in cities along a line that started at Mexico's Pacific coast, continued through the U.S. from Texas to Maine, and across Canada from southern Ontario to Newfoundland. So chances are good that many of you may have been among those donning special glasses and looking up to the sky. However, for those of you looking down at that moment, you may have noticed another incredible phenomenon. It's called a 360-degree sunrise. My brother and his son, who were situated along a country road for the eclipse, were stunned to take in this incredible view. And the folks at AccuWeather describe it this way. Spectators who look at the horizon during totality will witness the colors of sunrise and sunset around them in every direction. And they go on to explain that this is caused by the light from the sun in areas outside the path of totality. Here in John, the apostle shares an incredible observation that he doesn't want you to miss. You and I live in a world darkened by sin. It sends a cold shiver down our backs just to watch the news at night. It comes as no shock that most of the crimes that take place unfold at this time and in the shadows so as not to be seen. Sin loves darkness. On Easter morning, thieves broke into a money storage facility in Los Angeles and tens of millions of dollars were stolen. As the local ABC station reported, the heist went down in the middle of the night. Or as MSN put it, it was carried out under the cover of darkness. However, what engulfs us is not only the sin around us, but also within us. You may feel like you're living in the shadows if you're contending with illness and infirmities which come with age. You may labor under the crushing guilt of sins from your past. At times, it may feel like everyone around you is looking up while you're looking down. You can be sure that the adversary tries hard to block out God's love in your life. But now, hear what John says in these words. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. On Good Friday, the skies grew dark when our Savior took our place on the cross and bore the punishment for our sins. But from that cross, Jesus announced that the work of your salvation was accomplished. And 3 days later, just as He promised, He stepped out of the grave alive and into the bright sunrise of Easter morning. The darkness could not overcome Jesus, and our risen Savior assures you that through faith, it cannot overcome you as well. Now look around you. God's grace and mercy surrounds you on every side this day. The adversary can't block out God's love for you any more than the moon can hide the sun's light for long. Our guilty consciences, the adversary, and none of our momentary afflictions in this passing life could ever extinguish the love that God has for you and His Son. Look back and see the grace He has given you in your baptism. With sins washed away, you are now His forgiven, beloved, and redeemed child. Take a look on either side of you at the communion rail. Witness Jesus' love shining down on folks just like you, penitent sinners, who rejoice to receive with bread and wine His body and blood given and shed for you. God surrounds us in worship with your fellow redeemed who, just like you and me, confess their sins and trust His word of promise. Now look straight ahead and see the dawn of everlasting life that grows ever brighter as the day approaches when we shall stand before Him in heaven. In that place, as John records, it does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Through faith, God reveals the brightness of His grace, mercy, and forgiveness, and you don't even need special glasses to see it. Let us pray. Risen Savior, thank you that you are light, and your love surrounds me on every side again this day. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.